Earlier this month, Meta, the company behind Facebook, lost more of its market value in one day than any U.S. company ever, over $230 billion. And Insider's Lynette Lopez says it's because CEO Mark Zuckerberg is flailing.
Facebook, Meta, the business is a mess. There are signs that its flagship product, Meta's advertising product, which is about 97% of its revenue, is simply not as good as it used to be. And another reason that analysts see that Facebook is flailing is the fact that for the first time ever, Meta's Facebook flagship product saw its users decline. And the company admitted that because of these changes, they're going to see about $10 billion shaved off of its advertising revenue in 2022. So in order to pivot and to create something else, Zuckerberg has decided to rename the entire company Meta and spend billions and billions of dollars building the metaverse. It's going to hemorrhage money for the company. So when you put all of this together, you have a company that its success, its cash cow, is getting old. And the place where it's supposed to be going, the metaverse, not a thing. And polling shows that people don't really want to go there.
Well, okay, as you say, the metaverse is still a concept and its biggest tech promise right now is virtual gaming, but Microsoft just bought a successful gaming company, Activision Blizzard, in order to enter that soon-to-be metaverse market. So there's got to be something there.
Right, there's gaming there so far, and that's why Microsoft bought a gaming company. They did not move Clippy to a virtual office and decide to call the company Metasoft. It is a very different situation than Mark Zuckerberg putting all of his eggs in this basket.
How did Zuckerberg get here? I mean, because he's still the 37-year-old founder of one of the most influential companies of the 21st century, whether the influence was good or bad.
I mean, the 2016 election, the company being completely tone deaf about patrolling its platforms. We know about child predators on the platform. We know about the January 6th riot insurrection that was plotted on Facebook. And time and time again, we hear the company say that it's working to fix these things. But as we learned through the recent Facebook leaks, the company really doesn't have a handle on any of these problems. And it's a little bit in denial about the amount of work and investment that actually patrolling its platform is going to take. And so if we know that Facebook cannot regulate the world that it has, it's hard to accept and it's hard to fathom that the company can manage a world that doesn't even exist, one that is going to cost billions and billions and billions of dollars to create and maintain.
You write that Meta has gotten too big to, quote, move fast and break things, which was Facebook's motto for the longest time. So where does Meta and Zuckerberg go from here?
Well, if they're going into the metaverse and no one follows them, that could be an epic disaster. It could be the end of Meta as we know it. It could be that some people follow Facebook in, just the same people who like to game. But still, that's not going to create the life-changing product that Facebook was. We don't all want to put on VR headsets and live at a computer. There's a long history of tech fantasy that imagines a place like the metaverse. And of course, there's that book and movie, Ready Player One, where the world is a dystopia. And so people go inside of a metaverse in order to escape the just crushed and desolate planet Earth. But we don't have that. Our planet is still here. Reality is still okay to live in. We can still go outside and breathe the air and smile at each other. We don't all live in a tech fantasy. We don't all have this feeling like dystopia is coming.
Lynette Lopez is a columnist for Insider. Thanks for chatting, Lynette.
Thanks for having me.